Might pull her through.
But the nurse, and was he in that too? Mm-hmm. You were lucky. What about, did they ever have a trouble with their any appendix?
Yeah, we never did have one to have to be operated on until after they married.
Uh-huh.
But we had three that had to have appendicitis.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was later.
After they growing, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, most of my daughters have been butchered on three or four times.
Oh, yeah.
But I never had been operated on until
this
one time.
This one time. And then you felt better, you said.
Oh, yes. I was down in my back and couldn't get around, you know. And I had had spells with my back off and on for years,
mm-hmm.
but I'd get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'd get down in my back, I'd generally go to the doctor and get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd get over it then for a month or two, or maybe two or three months.
Mm-hmm.
But now I was fixing to go to the doctor for a shot, and the milkman come by,
uh-huh.
and I was sitting in my chair, and he pecked on the door to bring my milk in,
uh-huh.
and I said, will you come down and put the milk and my butter and juice in the icebox?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm down in my back this morning, I just can't hardly get up,
uh-huh.
and he did.
Uh-huh.
When he started out the door, he said, well, do you want me to tell your daughter when I get back over to Fort Smith?
Uh-huh.
My daughter and he was living right close together.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I said, yes, if you don't care to, you tell her that I'm down in the back this morning and I get out of them to go to the doctor for a shot.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I got back over there and told my daughter in the place of coming down there to see what a kind of shape I was in, why they called the doctor.
Oh, they did.
And the doctor said, take her to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Run me to the hospital and they x-rayed and found out I had to have an operation.
Uh-huh.
And after I had the operation, just a few days, I just began to feel better, you know, got better and better, and I ain't been sick none since.
Well, that's good.
I ain't had
any trouble.
I ain't had no trouble since.
That's good. Well, talking about in the earlier days, what would people smoke?
Tobacco.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Homemade tobacco.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They
growed their own tobacco, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And let it get dry and then uh-huh. powder it up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And smoke it. Mm-hmm. And some of them chewed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, then later on, they started having
snuff.
Uh-huh. And then and those things that they'd light up,
pipes.
Uh-huh. And besides pipes, the
cigarettes.
Uh-huh. And yeah. And then those big brown ones. And
cigars.
Yeah, they'd have all those. And,
yeah.
Oh, well, let me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about this is about different kinds of animals and things that you'd see around where you live, and birds and things. Now, kind of a bird that'd fly in your barn that could see at night.
Pigeon. Owl.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, owl, we had owls in the barn, pigeons in the barn.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, the owl, would you have more than one kind of owl?
There's a hoot owl uh-huh. and a screech owl.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And the hoot owl was a big old owl,
oh,
didn't know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the screech owl was a little bitty thing.
Uh-huh.
Thought he made a terrible racket, too.
Oh, it did. And what about that kind of a bird that's got a red head in it?
Peckerwood.
Yeah. And what about, now this is a little animal that's, oh, excuse me.
I just wanted to surprise you.
Well, you did. You surprised me. I didn't know what was coming over here. Better watch out. I might get scared to death.
Yes,
a blue, black, and white animal that smells real bad.